All right, good morning. Thanks for being here. It's Friday, made it, March 21st, 2025. This is First Thing with Kevin Mano. Real quick look at all the top stories organized and delivered as you start your day, and the show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. This one broke overnight, and it's going to have a ripple effect everywhere. Britain's Heathrow Airport, which is the busiest in Europe, shut down early this morning after a nearby fire broke out. The whole airport shut down, and they say it's going to stay closed until just before midnight tonight. Around 120 flights were headed to Heathrow in the air when this closure was announced. This will obviously affect thousands of flights directly in and out of the airport today, but these things spread and slow travel everywhere, so it's expected to be a major disruption to all air travel, especially international, all weekend. If you're flying, be aware, allow extra time, and of course, look into this. Let's go! All right, okay. On to sports. The Boston Celtics just set a new record. The team is being sold to a man named Bill Chisholm for $6.1 billion. That'll set a record for the highest amount paid for a North American sports franchise. Bill is a Massachusetts native. He said he's been a diehard Celtics fan his entire life, and now the team will soon be his. In other basketball news, there was a big upset in March Madness yesterday. Clemson is out. It's being called a stunning first-round exit. Number 14 seed McNeese beat him 69-67. It was the first bracket buster of the tournament. I'm sure there will be many more to come. Lastly, tonight on Fox, it's the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series Baptist Health 200. Kicks off a triple header weekend with events down in Miami all day tomorrow and Sunday as well. On to some entertainment headlines. According to court documents obtained by TMZ, yesterday Blake Lively filed to dismiss Justin Baldoni's $400 million lawsuit against her. Her lawyer said that his lawsuit is a profound abuse of the legal process and they want it tossed. Again, the legal battle is currently scheduled to go to trial in March of 2026. In relationship news, after 3 years of marriage, Quinta Brunson just filed for divorce from her husband, Kevin. And lastly, one of Taylor Swift's dresses is going on sale. Next Saturday, Vogue is holding a one-day-only shopping event called the Vogue Vintage Market, and an iconic dress that Taylor wore to the 2011 Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be available for purchase. You can buy it. There are items from Kendall Jenner, Cindy Crawford, and a bunch more people as well. 100% of the proceeds go to LA Wildfire Relief. Moving on to movie and TV news. It's Friday, so that means there's new stuff in theaters over the weekend. Snow White, that's the big one. Disney's live-action remake starring Rachel Ziegler and Gal Gadot. Reviews are positive, much more so than a lot of other Disney live-action remakes, so I'm sure I'll take the kids and see it at some point. Also, Robert De Niro plays two characters in a movie called The Alto Knights. That's out now. It's a crime drama set in the 50s. He wanted to branch out for this one, so... the movie Locked is also out. That's the one where Bill Skarsgård gets locked in a car. He's trying to carjack it, and... gets locked in. The voice of Anthony Hopkins is torturing him. And Jonathan Majors is an amateur bodybuilder in the movie Magazine Dreams. That's out now in limited release as well. Also, today is the day that Wicked is available to stream at home. It's available now on Peacock. In other new movie news, Coco 2 is happening. It was announced yesterday. I love Coco. The movie came out when my kids were little and we watched it a million times. Unfortunately, they're going to be grown-ups when the sequel comes out. The theatrical release is set for 2029, 12 years after the first one came out. We've been getting so many movie trailers lately. Today, I've got one up in the Instagram stories for a new Paul Thomas Anderson movie, PTA. It's Leonardo DiCaprio is starring in it. It's called One Battle After Another. It's going to be in theaters in September at First Thing Pod to see the trailer this morning. Now on to TV, another trailer I have up there is for Tina Fey's new Netflix show, Four Seasons. It's based on a 1981 movie of the same name. It's going to be out May 1st. And again, that trailer is up there as well. In other Netflix news, they have ordered a competition show based on Willy Wonka. Yeah, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It's called The Golden Ticket. Say no more, I'm in. In other TV news, there's a live-action Power Rangers series in development at Disney+. Well, it's all still very early. The rapper turned actor Vince Staples is already expressing interest in a role. He wants to be a Power Ranger. Sherry Shepherd is coming back for more. News just broke that her daytime talk show, Sherry, was renewed for a fourth season. She's doing very well in the ratings. And lastly here, regarding what's on this weekend, there's only one thing I care about. The season 2 finale of Severance. It's officially out now on Apple TV+. I will say, though, this story is going around at the moment. Apple apparently loses over $1 billion a year on their streaming service, despite the fact that they have 45 million subscribers and high-quality content like Severance. They spend more on content than they bring in. But this has sort of been the business model for a lot of these streamers. I'm sure they'll eventually raise their prices.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show is supported by Nandaka. Thank you, Nandaka, for existing, honestly, and for supporting the show. The company here is Peak. If you want to look them up and learn more, P-I-Q-U-E. Nandaka is the coffee alternative that I recently found. It's not just another coffee alternative, though. It's the upgrade that your body has been waiting for. You'll get steady, sustained energy that lasts all day. No crashes or afternoon slumps. Just clear, focused, calm energy. It's going to keep you going. It's better for your digestion as well. They make it with pure, clean ingredients. There's no fillers, no preservatives, no junk. Just the best of the best stuff in this. I'm glad I discovered them. And if you want to learn more, go to peaklife.com/firstthing. That is my link, peaqelife.com/firstthing. If you decide to give them a try, you'll get 20% off for life when you go there and a free starter kit with your first purchase. Again, peaklife.com/firstthing. Okay, on to music. It's Friday. You know this. I've mentioned it several times. That means New Music Friday. Let's take a quick look at some of the new stuff out there. There's not a ton. The new album from Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco, I Said I Love You First, that's out today. The band My Morning Jacket has a new one out as well. It's called Is. A little heavier here. The band A Day to Remember, they've got a new record. Big Ol' Album, Volume 1. Japanese Breakfast, they have a new one out. I like them. Jack Harlow has a new song and video out today. Doja Cat is on the track with him. It's called Just Us. And Morgan Wallen released two new songs, Just In Case and I'm A Little Crazy, both out now. In legal news, a man named Joseph Strange, who worked for Eminem for 14 years, has been charged in connection with leaking more than 25 of his unreleased songs. He worked at Eminem's studio and is now being accused of criminal infringement. The FBI is involved. It's a whole thing. If convicted, he faces up to 10 years in prison. In concert news, I mentioned earlier this week that Lollapalooza dropped their 2025 lineup, and it sold out very, very quickly. The four-day tickets, at least. The pre-sale started yesterday, and it didn't take long. They were gone by 11 a.m. Lastly here, we just got some updated numbers on Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show. According to the latest data, the performance reached 8.65 billion people around the world. Sorry, Drake. They factor in a lot of things, a lot of social content to get that number. That's massive. Also, it sounds like Kendrick will be involved in some way with the 2028 Olympics in LA. Probably performing, not competing, if I had to guess. Some additional headlines here on this Friday morning. Yesterday, the United Kingdom updated its advice for travel to the U.S. This comes after Germany did the same with the Trump administration tightening borders. There have been several stories of travelers encountering issues entering the state, some even being denied entry or being detained. Wildfires continue to be a big problem throughout the country. Dry conditions and strong winds are a bad combo. There have been evacuation orders in parts of Texas. A fire in the Florida Keys prompted several road closures. Arkansas is dealing with some as well. They're all over the place, and they're unpredictable. Crews have been working hard to contain them. The 2025 World Happiness Report just came out, and while Finland is once again on top, we did not do so well. The U.S. dropped to its lowest ever ranking. Last year, we fell out of the top 20 for the first time ever. We were at 23, and this year, we dropped even further. One more spot. We are 24th on the list. Again, the 2025 World Happiness Report. In auto news, Tesla has recalled nearly every single Cybertruck due to some stainless steel trim falling off. That's just over 46,000 Cybertrucks affected by this. It's the eighth recall since they were delivered to customers a little over a year ago. In food news, the Cheesecake Factory is making some changes to their massive menu. They're known for that book with a million options. And sadly, 13 of them are being removed. But they're adding 20 new items, so it's getting even bigger. And that brings us to the end. I always end the show with something positive. There's a lot of, you know, bummer news out there. It's nice to end on a positive note. Today, it's another animal story. The New England Aquarium has built a retirement community for penguins. Aww. A place for old penguins to live out their days in peace. They built it so that, like, the rock slopes would be more gradual, easier for them to get around. And the aquarium said it's nice for the older ones to get a break from all of the nonsense that younger penguins get up to. I can relate to that. The first six just moved in, and they said they're doing great. It's also easier for the staff to give them their daily meds. I've got a video of it up in our Instagram stories this morning. I really want you to see these penguins. At First Thing Pod in the Instagram stories, you'll find it there. And the show is over
now. The show is over now.
Okay. All right. Thanks for being here. I really hope you have a wonderful weekend. The first weekend of spring. Hopefully the weather's not terrible wherever you are. We'll do this again Monday, all right? Back Monday morning with a brand new rundown of all the stuff that happens between now and then. Peace be with you.
Please tell your friends about this show.